This is Fred Finn Radio from Turin Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. I'm Francesco Belais with Anthony Hickling. Anthony Hickling is the director of One Deep Breath, a film, but is the coordinator of the jury of the short film, right?
Yep, that's right. I mean, it's a real pleasure to be here in Turin. And Turin, sorry, is one of the oldest gay and lesbian film festivals in Europe, actually. I think it's the oldest, no?
Yes, it's the oldest one, yes, yes. Let's start talking about your experimental experimental film.
Yeah. What would you like to know?
About your choose of direction.
Okay. One Deep Breath is a piece that was proposed to me by a German director called André Schneider, who had seen my last film, Little Gay Boy. And basically, I agreed to do the film if he let me rework the scenario, which was much more traditional and sort of linear at the beginning. I then went on to basically explode the scenario to make a piece that is much more experimental and non-linear. And I wanted to somehow, if possible, convey the inner emotional state of the character through performance, through dance, through poetry, through silence and through repetition. I have a theatrical and performance art background, which probably makes sense of the style of work. And I always work with the same actors, performers, dancers, painters, etc., etc., etc.
It's a film about the condition of a man after the suicide of his ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to talk about this theme?
Okay, I accepted to do the film because the story itself was originally written by André Schneider, who had lost his partner, who had committed suicide. So what interests me in general, like with my last film, are very strong themes, almost things that they say in French, frappé, things that slap you around the face. And the subject, I realized, came from a very true place because André Schneider had actually lived that. So I thought the emotion within the scenario was very real. And obviously a film about suicide is not particularly that gay or happy, I should say, but powerful. And I think that was the link for me with regards to this piece. It needed to be powerful. And the power within his text, even though I modified it, I think I cut about 30 pages from his text. I really reduced it. And that was the reason I decided to go ahead and make the film in the end.
Okay, and this is a suicide of an adult man, not of a teenager, because we hear a lot about teenager suicide. So it's a very interesting and very sad theme.
Yeah, it's very sad and actually a very difficult subject to treat, which is perhaps maybe in a way is why I went more down an experimental route. I mean, it depends. I don't only do experimental works. My next film is much more traditional and linear, but I wanted to use this opportunity to try out new stuff, to experiment. And because the film isn't produced and there's nobody on my back telling me what I can and can't do, we created this piece for art's sake, if you like, almost. Everybody worked for free, everyone came together. Yeah. And actually, that's what is interesting for me about it, is to treat something that we don't see that often, a very real experience that André Schneider had lived through as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, for me, that's what's interesting about queer stories and queer themes. It's showing a queer reality of the LGBTQ people in contemporary society, as many directors do. Today we have the space to do that within festivals and even on screens, public screens, and express that in any form we wish to do so. And as I said, it's not a subject that we see that often. Like we're used to seeing the child through I don't know, I'm not saying that it's not valid, I'm just saying that we're used to seeing the young child that commits suicide because he's bullied at school. So for me it was a slightly different direction and a huge challenge.
Okay, let's switch to another subject. Mile, the protagonist of your film, find out the relationship of his dead lover with a transgender girl.
Yeah.
So what about this subject?
Firstly, in the original script, Patricia, the transgender, was a female character, or it was just specified a woman. In my films up until now, I always work with the same actors, the same performers, the same artists, as I did in the theatre. So for me, it's a continuation of that. And I think what is subversive or not even subversive. Maybe what is interesting for me is to use Stephanie in this role, and it's not a film clearly about transsexuality, but the choice of casting for the role of Patricia for me is subversive in itself.
Yes.
And actually the fact that she's transgender is not the issue in the film. The issue within the film is this love triangle between these three people, and not between a trans woman and a gay man. And I think that's
very unconventional.
Yeah, very. And for me, that's what was interesting about it. And also, there's this through line with all my work of using the same troupe of actors as we do in repertory theatre. And a lot of directors as well. I mean, from Fassbinder to, you know, we see the same people and we know how people work and we're comfortable working with them and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, in this film you have worked with real gay and transgender actors, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Why?
Well, Stephanie, to be honest, I studied as an actor and director in Manchester, and then went on to Paris to study Art de la Scène up until my doctorate. And within that period, I focused on queer theory, queer work, but a sort of I had to write, of course, but in a sort of a practical manifestation of the queer studies that I'd been doing, mm-hmm. related to theatre and performance. So that everything that I've been writing or working on sort of links to those themes. And then from the beginning, I started with a series of shorts called Birth 1, 2 and 3. I started working with actors, a lot of friends as well, that, you know, professionals that I've known that have become friends, and as a result they're following me through all my work up until now. So the choice of Stephanie, we'd worked together on another film, and Stephanie is a wonderful actress above all, and she was in a wonderful film by Sebastian Lifshitz called Wildside, and we were on the jury in Paris together at the Sherry Film Festival, and I was like, oh my god, I've just seen The Wildside, I really want to work with you, because she's an amazing actress. Manuel Blanc equally saw Little Gay Boy Christ is Dead, one of my films, and he asked if we could work together. And actually, that's why I'm working with the same actors, because they link to the themes, they understand my work, and I appreciate them as actors, as people, as performers.
Are you from South Africa, right? But your film is a French film.
Yeah, I mean,
so can you please explain about this strange connection?
Yes. This is always a bit complicated. Well, it's not complicated, but I was born in South Africa. We moved to England when I was about 3. Okay. I grew up in UK.
Okay.
Went from Manchester then to London. We moved every year in UK, so we lived in many cities. My father, my biological father, because I grew up with my stepfather, is Indian. My mother is English. Her grandfather is Italian. My parents now live in Spain.
You are a globe. You are a globe.
I'm a mongrel, basically. Or internazionale.
Okay, just the last question about your role as a coordinator of the jury. So what about the quality of the film, and what about your role?
Okay, the quality of the film is obviously excellent. I mean, it's an amazing festival with such a reputation, and it's been going for 30 years, so we wouldn't expect any less. My role as a jury is slightly different. I've been on the jury before in Romania and in Paris and such like. This time I'm working with a group of 5 students who come from Les Beaux-Arts, so fine arts, but have each taken an option in cinema. So it's actually a new and interesting experience for me. But what I'm really trying to do is not impose my point of view, but try and open up and pose questions about the films that we've watched, in order that the 5 collaborators or students decide what speaks to them. And they're younger. The oldest is about 26, from 20 to 19 to 26, to have their point of view, but just be there as sort of a guide, which is a great experience for me, and a completely new experience. And it's not over yet, because we've got some amazing films to see in about an hour.
What about your criteria judging film?
I always say, when I was at uni in Paris, my teacher, or one of my director of research, is a plasticien, so a fine, sort of more related to performance art and such. Like, I've always sort of had artists as directors of research. And I always remember, he said, when he looks at a painting, je veux être frappé. I want to be slapped around the face. Now, that can happen on many levels. And when I see a film or a piece of work, or I want it to somehow slap me around the face, not necessarily, it doesn't have to be violent, but something about it wakes me up, or makes me look at something in a different way, or and I don't know how that's going to happen, on what level, but that is a big criteria for me, that I'm moved. Je suis frappé.
Okay, many thanks to Anthony Hickling from Turin Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. This is Francesco Belais for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.